Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We are excited to bring you this two-part group with our friends at Think Ad Group, Dealership Toolkit, Everyone Data and Analytics, and our friend Don Brady at Don Brady Consulting. Enjoy! Let's brew!
Who has been your greatest mentor?
Oh, wow. There's a few of them, and I won't ramble on, but there's been a few of them. One of my favorite and best mentors was like my father. He was my first GSM, the guy that recruited me into the business, Shane Wilkins, out of Jacksonville, North Carolina. And he just taught me like the basics. He really just drilled into me the basics of car selling. So if I have to attribute one of my mentors, is him. Another one that really took me out of the box, and oddly enough, let me go, but it was one of the best blessings that I attribute, is to Sean Hayes. And he coins a phrase, to be clear is to be kind. And, you know what I mean? At some struggles in my life, he really mentored me and kind of helped me step out of the box. That whole group with CMA, Liza Myers Borges, Sean Hayes, those guys really instilled in me a different thought process in the car business, that it's not so much a transactional type of mentality, but a relational mentality. That so those are a couple of the mentors that I've had. There's so many. I try and always, I tell my people that you need to always be building the toolbox. And I probably have one of those like technician Mack truck that you got to load on the back of a trailer toolboxes now from all the things that I've learned. But you know what I mean? Every day, just taking something from somebody, even if it's a salesperson, just learning at all times. Alex Flores always says, don't be a know-it-all, be a learn-it-all. So, there's so many. I don't want to shortchange anybody. But
drop them. Bing, bing, put them all in there. Go ahead.
Dude, I mean, these are all great names, and I can appreciate that. Yeah. Keep dropping them, man. This is your mic. We are here for you, my friend.
Another one that I would say is, you know, a lot of times one of the biggest things is money management in the automotive industry.
Thank you. Great point.
We make so much money in this industry. If you're doing it right, ethical and transparently, you have the ability to make all the money in the world, more than doctors, lawyers, nurses. But one of the greatest people that I ever learned from was our comptroller back in the day. Her name was Crystal Massey, and she would just pour into me like, Demetrius, we know you just made this lump sum of money, but you need to do this, 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 and this with it. And realistically, my greatest mentor is probably my wife. My wife is the best sounding board. She is the balance for all of this. I put my wife through some craziness as far as the car business is concerned, because I have that ambition, that drive. If you look at my clubhouse bio, it says I'm here to change the face of automotive and become a dealer principal soon. So yeah. My wife is the one that made me speak out my goals and dreams, made me realize what I wanted to accomplish, and then every single day held me accountable to that. So one of my greatest mentors, whether she knows it or not, is my wife, whether it be through prayer, whether it be through constant badgering of like, hey, look, I know you don't feel like it today, but you got to get it done. You know what I mean? Because we're all counting on you. She ultimately has blessed my life, and she's mentored me through some of the lowest times in my life, through some of the highest highs, but stood beside me and you know what I mean, challenged me, forced me to level up in my faith, forced me to level up as a husband, and forced me to level up as a leader. So I attribute a lot of my success to my wife.
To the wives out there, folks. Woo!
100%. You know, with behind, I shouldn't say behind, next to every great man is a great woman.
Connected
at the hip. Matter of fact, they're probably in front leading us most of the time, right? You know, they just happen to not be in these videos right now. But, you know, I definitely can tell you 100%. I feel you on that. And if you're not saying that because your wife's going to see this, you're saying that because you mean that. And it's so true. You know, we all have that. I know Lou has that with his wife. I have that with my wife, no doubt. Very blessed to have that, you know, and I think that it's very fortunate to have a good spouse partner, whatever it is that you have that supports what you're trying to do, and make sure that you're held accountable. You know, that's the best thing that you can do. You know, accountability is the key to everything. You know, if you're a Christian, accountability is, there's one guy that holds you accountable every single day, right? And you know, he knows every little thing. It doesn't matter if you try to hide it. You can't hide it like you do with your wife, right? You can't even really hide it with your wife, to be honest. But for sure, there's accountability. And without accountability, we can all get astray. We can all kind of take a day off, maybe a year off, maybe our life off, right? You've got to make sure that you're held accountable somehow, some way. And accountability is nothing wrong with accountability. And it's the beauty behind accountability is what it does. What it does bring the results of. It brings results of higher to the next level. Whatever you're looking for, accountability will get you there. Oh, look at.
No, I didn't even know she knew about it. I knew she knew about the interview, but I didn't know if she was listening.
That's awesome. Yeah, she is.
Know what you don't know.
She loves you. There's no doubt. She loves that you said that, and it's so true. And Stephanie. That's some real stuff right there, because I'm going to tell you, a lot of people will bring that up, and I think you're the first one that said his wife as a mentor, even though you named a few, but no one's ever brought their wife up before. So that's deep. And I think that, don't get me wrong, everybody who didn't bring up the wife, I know that they have that in there. But we were talking car stuff, and it just kind of just didn't go that direction. But deep in your heart, you love your wife so much. And without her, I know you wouldn't be where you're at, because I know I wouldn't be where I'm at without my wife today, too. So awesome stuff, man. I'm glad that she's actually watching right now. That's awesome. So
flowing with that, just going inside of that vein of sometimes we don't know what they know, and sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we feel as though we messed up, and that we can't bring that shame home, right? Yeah. Some people have lost their job at times. I know that I've had change ups inside of my career and had to come home and have a real tough conversation. Hey, things are not what they were when I started the day off, right? Things have changed. And being able to make the adjustment. Here's the thing again, like we were talking earlier about identity. It's not determined by the sum of what has happened to you.
Right.
It's not determined by the success or the failure. And when we mess up, so many times we want to shield, we want to hide, we want to cover up. That's the very first thing that happened on the original sin. When Adam and Eve ate of a forbidden fruit, the very first thing that they did was go to cover themselves. They felt shameful. They wanted to cover that. And the thing that people seem to forget is that even though that happened, even though we failed, even though we fell, it's not like God didn't know about it. It's not like he was caught by surprise.
Yeah.
And it's not like he avoided us.
Yeah.
He showed up for that walk still.
Yes.
Right? To say, who told you that you were naked? Who told you that you weren't covered up? He still showed up. He still loved enough to come through and be there, even though we failed. But it's us that get all shameful and try to cover it up, right? What happens when you lie? You then have to continue to lie.
On top of the lie,
right?
Oh, man.
And that's why it's so important that we shift our practices in our home so that it's better in our business, right? You've all seen salespeople. We've all seen people that have lied. Some of us have blurred the line a little bit ourselves, and it's shameful, right? We've gotten past that. And the thing that we have to do is to grow, right? But once you create that one, you have to create another, and then another, and then another. And that becomes a big layered onion that is not what it is that we want to create inside of our lives. And eventually, that all gets exposed. But again, he showed up for the walk. Your wife still loves you, even inside of the moments where you fail or you let it down. But she's never going to look at you and say, well, that's it. Now I reject you. It's over.
Yes.
Mess it up. No, I'm here to restore you. I'm here to help complete you. And that's the great thing about any sort of a marriage or any type of a partnership or a connection. And inside of that, though, come lots and lots and lots of lessons. So, Demetrius, inside of the car business, there are so many lessons. Inside of the success that you've had in your career, you've gained a lot of good lessons. And I'm sure that you've taken a lot of hits on the
chin. Yes.
Right? With that, what has been the hardest lesson that you've had to learn in your automotive career? Sip on it slow. It's okay.
So, one of the hardest lessons that I had to learn was that even through pain, there's purpose. One of the hardest lessons I had to learn was that sometimes it doesn't matter how good you are, to somebody, though, you're never going to be enough. You're never going to be the right fit. And this isn't race. This isn't anything. This is just emotional equity. This is just being the right fit for that person. It doesn't matter. Sometimes you have to go to grow, and sometimes you're just not the right fit. You're not going to be that person for that person. But I go back to my earlier point. There's pain. There's purpose in that pain. You know what I mean? You will fail. And one of the biggest failing lessons is that, you know what I mean? We chase titles and we chase money and we chase all of those different things. But one of the hardest lessons I had to learn was even coming to West Virginia, which was everybody was like, you're going to West Virginia? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to West Virginia. I had to set aside the money. I had to set aside the title. You know what I mean? Obviously, I got the title, but that wasn't the purpose. The purpose was the trajectory. And did this fit? Again, going back to my wife, she said, from this day forward, everything that you do has to fit the mold of going towards that thing that you spoke out. So one of the hardest lessons I had to learn was that not everybody's a great fit for you. You know what I mean? Just because they adore you, that doesn't mean they're the right fit for you. So that's one of the hardest lessons I had to learn. And you know what I mean? It didn't matter what I did. It didn't matter if I came in early, I stayed late. Some people just are not going to value you the way you value yourself.
Oh, God. Come on. You are speaking some truth right there, man. And it's super magical. Yes, I mean, those words that you just spoke, that's deep. And I think that people have to understand that. Sometimes you're going to have to take a different path than you had planned to get to the trajectory that you're trying to go. Because what happens is that a lot of times we get somewhere, we think it's the right place, then you flatline. Or sometimes you digress. You know, and you don't even, and you know it because you're sad. You're not in a good mood. You're not happy. You're like, man, something's wrong here. Even though you're doing everything right, you're not feeling that way. So what you have to do is get uncomfortable. And you got really uncomfortable, went to West Virginia, which I could tell you folks has been one of my favorite states to ever sell cars in. I had so much fun selling cars in that state. I literally did. We did staffed events for years. And when I would go to that state, always had a blast. I love the clientele there. They're so appreciative. Their accent's off the chain. You know, you have to really listen. I love it. So no, I did. I love being out there. And it's a great place to be. It's a beautiful country out there. I know you're in Huntington, right?
Yeah.
And Huntington's a little – I was more in the, you know, across the way of Charleston and then south of Charleston. I was more of my area. I was more in the mountain, you know. But, you know, but still, Huntington has that flavor. Huntington actually is a cool town. It's a college town. It has a lot of stuff going on there. There's great business. I know car business does pretty decent. You're right by the Kentucky border. Right across the way from Ashland. You got so much stuff that you got mixing up. So I'm sure you guys do get some business from across the border. You get some from here. You get some from there. And you're not far from other states. I mean, it's all, like, right in this little – circle, like so many different places that you could get your business from. So Dutch Miller's been around for a long time. So you're at a good place, man. And I'm excited for you. I know that you bring a lot to the table there, and I'm excited to see what you do while you're there. And big deals, you know. And I think that coming from a place like CMA, they do a great job out there. They have great processes, like you said, being able to understand that it's not about getting the next sale. It's about building relationships over revenue. We'll promise you if you do that, you will grow. And you know, we all take a piece from everybody. We all learn something from somebody else. We all become different. You know, the key is to do that. You know, none of us are original. I mean, we all original in our own little ways. But when it comes to ideas, how we sell cars, we learn from people. We get these ideas. Now, we make our own little mix bag of how we want to do it, like I mentioned earlier, just like word tracks and all those things. You kind of make it your own. But at the same time, like you mentioned earlier, you have these mentors, and you can give credit where credit's due. And you can say, hey, I learned this from that guy. I learned this from this gal. I learned this from my wife. You know, I learned this from going to church. I learned this from wherever, you know, and you get all these things, and then you pass that on, and you try to pass that into your guys and your gals, right, at your store. So, man, kudos to you, though, man. I mean, I'm excited for you to be in West Virginia. You're about a 4.5-hour drive from where I'm at right now, so I'm going to maybe have to make a trip out that way.
We can make a little shift. We got to do a little tour.
It might not even be 4 hours. I think it takes me 3 hours. But 4 hours, you could.
It's 3.5 right to Huntington.
Is it 3.5 to Huntington? Because I remember I used to make that trip once a month, you know, and I used to go past Huntington, but I'll be flying through there. A lot of cops on that road right there, though. But anyway.
A lot of mountains. A lot of turns.
I-64. Yeah, as soon as you get across, you got bridges. You got all kinds of stuff going on. But I loved it over there. Like I said, I always like going out there. So hopefully we get to meet you soon. But
we will.
Man, I appreciate you bringing that out and explaining that to people, because people have to see that through struggles where growth really comes. through change, through uncomfortability is where all the stuff happens, man. And your wife is right on the money. And I'm so glad you have somebody like that that supports you, that has the same heart as you and has your heart in her hand, just knowing how much she loves you, right? And she is. She's here supporting you right now. So my next question, man, and it's the fifth question, man. I appreciate you for being here this morning. This fifth question is a great question. We've all been through it. We've had, we know what your why is. We know what got you into this business. We know who your mentors are and where your heart comes from. We know what you've done and what failures you've been through and how you overcame them. Now, my last question for you is, what has been your greatest reward? Greatest thing that you've come from this business? What has that's brought to you in your life?
Mm. There's so many. Sip it slow.
Bro, this is your show. You can answer with five answers for all I care. I just want to hear your answer.
The greatest reward is realizing that you have the ability to be whatever you want to be. Like, there's no ceiling if you do it the right way. If you're honest and you're earnest about where you're trying to go and how you're trying to get there, there's no ceiling. Let me tell you a quick story. A little brown boy from Philadelphia that was adopted, put in 3 to 4 different foster homes, went to the military, changed his life to come out homeless for over a year, sleeping in and out of his car, in the back of restaurants, washing his clothes, to turning around and being one of the top earners in the car business. If that's not a story of trajectory and the possibility of trajectory, I don't know what is. But I think the biggest thing I want everybody to take away from today's meeting is the fact that you add value where you are the value. And as we grow in the ladder of the car business, we have the responsibility and the duty to send that ladder back down. I said that the other day on Clubhouse, the fact that we have the ability and the responsibility to send the ladder back down, because as I've grown and as I've excelled in the car business and fell back down and then had to regrow back up, there's so many different times that I had to learn to stick to it, to stick with it, but at the same time realize that there's no ceiling here. There's no ceiling. The ceiling's in our mind. The ceiling is where we place it. And, so many years I can't break through the ceiling. I can't break through the ceiling. But what I realized is that we were blessed enough to have the ability in the car business to do and be whatever we want to be. So that is the number one thing that I've learned from the car business, is the fact that as long as you have a plan, a true trajectory on where you want to be, you have the ability to go wherever you want to go in life.
Oh, wow. You, my friend, are the definition of a solutionary. You, my friend, are exactly what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a caffeinated culture. You, my friend, are what I'm talking about when I talk about a man who walks with God, somebody who's a faithful person. You, there's so many amazing words I could throw at you that describe you. And your past is your past, man. And I love that. What you just dropped there was obviously a description of yourself, even deeper than I had known. I mean, brother, I would never have known that you've had those struggles because of how positive you are now. I would have never known that you went through that as a young adult, as a young kid, and had to go through all those different trials and tribulations, because most people will give up. A lot of people do. Like you said, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Asian. When you go through struggles like that, a lot of people think that's just my life. My life is horrible. This is just the way it is. I have nothing but bad luck. If there wasn't luck, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any at all. You know, you've heard all those terms. That is what you say is what you become.
Yes.
And it's so true. But you, my man, you forgave all that stuff in the past. You have a beautiful family now. You're raising children. You have a wife that supports you. You have a career that you know is unlimited of where you can go. You're going to be a dealer principal, bro, and I can't wait. I cannot wait to see that happen. You just got to keep saying it, putting it out there, and you have to keep putting in the works. And as you do that, I know that the next time we sit down and do an interview like this, we might be talking to dealer principal Demetrius Naylor, right? And we're going to be talking about some amazing stuff, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see how far we all go in the next 5 years, right? I can't wait to sit down, because I tell you, Car Guy Coffee ain't going nowhere. We're going to be around. We're going to keep it coming. Matter of fact, we're going to go even harder over the next 5 years. But what I can say is this. I'm so blessed and so happy to have you here this morning. I'm so, man, you've really inspired me even more. You really shown people out there. The whole point of this show is to show other people out there that you can be this one day. You can be more than you ever could imagine. You can keep growing. You can have a, you can take the ceiling off the roof and just keep it going. It's unlimited where you can be. Yeah. You know, you can, I love that, man. Bro, I appreciate you, man. And I appreciate your encouragement. I appreciate your positivity. I appreciate your passion. And I appreciate you for your time. And I know time is valuable, especially at a dealership right now. And you're at 9:30 in the morning. I know you guys are starting to roll a little bit. You probably got some traffic coming in. You got your guys sitting up the lot. They probably need you right now. So I do want to thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for spending this time with us. Lou, you got anything to say?
I just want to, I mean, one, I will echo everything that he just said about the incredible awesomeness that is being able to just have a conversation with a solutionary like you. So thankful that we actually have a platform where we can invite and encourage and learn and glean from great car guys, car gals, but not just car guys, car gals, solutionary yes. vendors, but great people. I honor a person when I see what they, how they honor the people that they're around, if I get to see that, how they value the relationships that they have. And I didn't get the chance to see you or see much of you on social media until we jumped onto Clubhouse and I started to hear your voice. Mm. I started to hear you say things in a posture that you were able to hear on the other side that this man, one, you can tell that he walks with the Lord. You can tell that he walks
Word up.
With the Father. Right. You can tell that he's inspired and he's not defined by the words that's going to come out of his mouth, but he is shaping the world around him because of the world within him. And that's something that is so crucial for the pathway that we are in the automotive industry. It's being agents of hope instead of those that are very easy to mock and create a commercial about saying how horrible it is, the experience of being here with us. And I am a champion of the cause of saying that we are not going to lose to the robots. Carvana, Vroom, and all these other anti-dealer applications, they're not going to go anywhere. I don't want anybody to think they're just going to disappear. The thing that's going to happen is solutionaries are going to have to rise up. People like you are going to have to get committed to making sure that you stand out in your relationship with your people. This way you keep them. And I believe that the relationship with your people inside of a store keeps retention and people keep their customers. People keep wondering why your customers keep leaving. Well, take a look at your sales staff and see how long they've been there. If they've only been there for an average of 6 months, well, that's not the cycle of buying, right? If they haven't been there for more than 2-3 years, then you're not going to, in most cases, see that customer come back to you that went to that salesperson. So a big piece of that culture is key. But again, that's a whole other tangent. I know you got other things to do. But while I do have my Marine brother-at-arms here with us, I do want to talk about a situation that is in front of us where we're trying to help stand up for a cause of veteran suicide.
Yes.
And that's making sure that we stand in the gap for those that have put themselves on the line for us. And I want to show this quick video. This is a quick 3 minutes. We're going to be out of here. But I wanted to share that because we have a Marine. We have three branches here. Yep. Army,
Air Force,
and a Marine. Right. And so with that, we have a chance to step in the gap for our brothers and sisters and help them transition into other businesses. Our friend Richie Bello's doing big things to make sure veterans are helping veterans buy. But right now, a big opportunity showed itself up to us just because we're inside a different room speaking hope and speaking encouragement. They said that, you know what? We want to go ahead and make sure that we caffeinate an entire car for a great, great cause. Ooh. Check this out real quick, car guys. What's going on, everybody? This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
Fred Lenart's subprime hero.
And we are reaching out to our friends and solutionaries in all industries to find a way to help those that need to know that we have not forgotten about them. Those that serve and have served. Our servicemen and women in the military and our military veterans fight battles that we know not of.
Nope.
Whether it's from suicidal thoughts to PTSD, trauma, disabilities, or just transitioning into the civilian workforce.
And we are excited for the opportunity to be teaming up with solutionaries just like you to create these. Upshift and uplift. That's right. We were upshifting our business practices by unifying to upshift our communities. And that's the best way to do it, when you get your community together.
That's right. Man, you are now being part of this community or being invited into this community.
That's right.
And our first mission is to band together with a message to honor those that we want to thank for their service, and putting that on a NASCAR.
Slapping it right on the side of that bad boy. Colin Garrett, he's a young driver that we've actually teamed up with. He actually drives to raise awareness and resources to combat veteran suicide. Folks, what a big deal. He has two brothers, right?
He has two brothers that are serving in the military
right
now. And he and his team have been doing laps to show their support for those that serve and need to know their value to us all. His team did reach out to us,
which is really cool. And they reached out to us because we are a veteran-owned business ourselves. Right. And we also have been shaking some stuff up in the automotive industry over the last 12-plus months now. And the biggest message that they love about us is that we do the forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing. That's right. You know, I'm Fred Lenars, the subprime hero. I am an Air Force veteran.
And I'm Lou Ramirez, the car guy. And I am an Army veteran. Honored to be a veteran. And there are so many other veterans that are out there that we know want to be part of something big, and we are actually trying to blaze a trail to make sure that we get into a lane that helps us to be able to do that. So there will be more to come as far as future endeavors, future things that we can do to help each other out. But right now, this opportunity is coming faster than a NASCAR.
That's really quick. Is. Them things swoop around, right? And you could be part of history as we caffeinate a car. We get to caffeinate this car for a cause that no one
could put a value on. Nobody could put a value on it. And that's really what we're trying to do. There is a 22 a day suicide rate for military veterans. That's how often a military veteran takes their life. And we want to make sure that we raise enough awareness until that goes to zero. Zero. So if we make ourselves irrelevant, so be it. But right now, there is a need, and we want to make sure that we raise awareness for that. So we look forward to brewing solutions with you as we upshift and uplift together.
That's right.
I am Army veteran Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenars, the Air Force veteran. Well, what?
Subprime hero.
That's right.
Car guys, car gals, and all you solutionaries out there, we look forward to joining up with you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Have a great one. Thank you.